You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to That Morning Exercise Appointment You Simply Cannot Miss. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control and we will be going on a morning walk down Dalal Street.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It's the 12th of September, Wednesday, and this week has not boded all that well for Dalal Street. After a manic Monday, we saw a terrible Tuesday. Indian markets plunged for the second day in a row. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged by nearly 1,000 points in just two trading sessions, while the Nifty 50 broke below 11,300 levels. Sensex has seen its biggest fall in 6 months. Over 150 stocks hit fresh 52-week lows on the Bombay Stock Exchange, including names like Sun TV, BPCL, GIC Housing Finance, HPCL, DB Corp, Aptech and Castrol India. The consistent sharp fall in rupee and widening current account deficit on rising crude oil prices also added pressure to Indian markets. Investors across the globe remain cautious of ongoing trade war concerns and turmoil in emerging markets. Indian rupee ended at a record closing low of 72.69 against the dollar amid oil surge as well as trade concerns. Investors will also have to watch for economic data such as IIP, CPI, which will be announced later today. The index is approaching its critical supports between 11,200, 11,100 and 11,050 levels. Experts say that bears might cover their shorts ahead of Thursday's holiday. Thursday is, of course, a holiday on Dalal Street on account of Ganesh Chaturthi. On the upsides, it is important for Nifty to close above 11,480 for bulls to take back control. On the technical front, Nifty has formed a strong bearish candle, which also looked like a bearish belt hold for the second day in a row. Nifty breached its crucial 50 EMA moving average, but took support from its 50 DMA placed around 11,274. If Nifty fails to hold on to 11,274, then there's a higher probability that the index could slip towards 11,200 levels. On the upside, it is important for Nifty to close above 11,480 for bulls to take charge. Three levels we'll be watching out for: 11,200, 11,374, and 11,480. Maximum call OI placed at 11,800 and 11,600. Maximum put OI placed at 11,400 and 11,500. Finally, we spoke to Guinness Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of stocks to buy or sell. Natco Pharma has a buy call. It closed at 829 rupees 75 paise yesterday. Target we're looking at is 900, stop loss 795, return of 8.47%. Chennai Petro has a sell call from them. It closed at 281 rupees 60 paise yesterday. Target of 264 and 255, stop loss at 301, return of 7.37%. And finally, Automotive Axles has a buy call, closed at 1432.6, that is 1,432 rupees 60 paise yesterday. Target we're looking at is 1,800 and 2,050. Stop loss placed at 1,235 for return of 25.65%. Well, there we have it. On Dalal Street, we've been swimming in a sea of red. We'll see if there is an island of green coming up and if we can, in fact, latch onto it for the rest of the week. With all the latest from the world of business and finance, we'll, of course, keep you abreast throughout the course of the day. But if you miss all the regular updates on Money Control, you can return in the evening because we will be back with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is Rakesh saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.